Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Herb K is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Herb is president of HK Turnaround. This guy has been, he's done it all. He's been, he's an author, he's been a business owner, he's been an employee, he's been in the financial industry. He's seen a lot of stuff. He's seen a lot of good stuff and a lot of scary stuff. And he's here to talk to us about what he sees right now. Herb K, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Herb, I'm asking my Brain Trust members when they join me to give an assessment of my of what I'm calling my, the 2009 Small Business Survival Attitude. I'm telling them that with, in addition to all of the fundamentals that we've got to practice, cash is king, watch our inventory, hold our expenses down, all those other things, one of the main reasons we're going to survive if we survive is going to be our attitude. And what I'm asking them to think about is this attitude. I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think?
Well, that's really going to be the best you can hope for in this environment. I think that's exactly right. You know, in the turnaround business, we're seeing less and less turnarounds and more liquidations. And,
wow.
You know, it's all coming. Traditional strategies, this is not like any other recession we've ever had in our adult lifetimes. In
mm-hmm.
other words, unless some of your listeners are older than the Great Depression, and I'm not joking, we haven't seen anything like this since. And so all the strategies that people have traditionally used to weather recessions, I don't believe are going to work. I think this is much, much worse. And the only thing I'd quibble with you on is I don't think it's just 2009. I think it's going to be 10 and 11 and 12. I really think we're in for it.
One of the reasons why I'm saying 9 is because, I don't know if you've ever been a distance runner, but I used to be before I got old. And and what I used to do whenever I'd hit the wall, whenever I'd get to the point where I didn't know if I was going to make it to the to the end of the run, I'd pick out a spot in front of me, a light pole or a corner or something. I'd pick out a house maybe, and I would say, okay, I'm just going to run to that place. And so I would do that. And when I get to that place, I'd say, okay, I'm still okay. I can keep going. And I'd pick another place out. And so I called them waypoints. In aviation, we call them waypoints. And so all I'm asking people to do is let's take this. Let's don't try to eat this elephant all at once. Let's take it one leg at a time, so to speak. And that's the reason why I'm using the 2009 example.
Well, you know, I agree with that. By the way, I fly too, so I know what waypoints are. But, you know, this is it. It's all about cash. It's you know, for a business person, it's all about having enormous amounts of cash on hand, not counting on the bank to be able to supply you credit because the credit situation is still a mess. And then on top of that, you've got to take a look at what business you're in and see if it's really going to – if you're not serving basic needs, you might want to really, really have to take a long look to see if you should keep fighting this battle at all.
Meaning if you're delivering things that are sort of esoteric, they're on the fringes, they're on the margins, they're nice to haves, not need to haves?
That's exactly right. Those businesses, you know, sometimes you have to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And this is going to mm-hmm. – you know, I don't want to sound – dark, because I am by nature a Pollyanna. For me, you know, we don't know each other that well. I've only spoken with you once before, but I'm just telling you, it's against my nature to be this negative. But it is what it is.
Me too.
And you have to realistically take a look at what's going on. Stop listening to the talking heads on TV. And number one, decide if you're in a business that's really going to serve a basic need. And if you're not, consider how you're going to wind it down and weather this storm personally, because the business isn't going to survive.
Well, one of the things I think that you got to do for sure is you got to say, okay, how far down do I want to go? Because so many businesses in the next 12 months are going to go in the hole. They're going to have to go into their reserves. They're going to have to borrow money. They're going to have to do, you know, this or that. They're going to have to not take a payroll, perhaps the owners are, and a payday and those kinds of things. And so I do think that businesses are going to have to say, okay, how far am I willing to go? I have a friend who used to be in the textile industry before NAFTA. And he waited too long, and he wound up going bankrupt corporately and personally, and he still lost 300 jobs. The 300 people who worked for him still lost their jobs. And he told me, he said, Jim, he said, if I had gotten out when I thought that it was I needed to get out, which would have been about 4 years before he did, he said my employees would still have lost their jobs. But he said, I would not have taken bankruptcy. He said, I had enough money at that point to take care of myself, to get started again. He said, but as it turns out, all I did in the last 3 or 4 years was try to save jobs, which were never going to be saved.
And that's human nature, Jim. I mean, people operate on hope.
Yep.
You know,
you can't be an entrepreneur without it.
Well, yeah, you know, but... Look at the real. You know, I'm sure where you are too. Real estate is deeply depressed, and you know, you read an article every other day saying this is the bottom. This is the bottom. Based on what? I mean, you know, it's based on hope. It's based on nothing. You know, you hear financial prognostications by the new government coming in. President Obama's talking about we're going to have a recovery in early 2010. Based on what? Based on what? And the answer is nothing. It's just hope. And I hope he's right, and I hope all businesses survive. But you can't, you got to get that hope thing out of it.
What can we do though, Herb? What can we do in the meantime? Let's say that we, you know, we're not in the profile that you mentioned. You know, we have got, regardless, we want to fight this thing. Let's talk about some of the things that we've got to do right now, because the first thing you got to do, in my opinion, Herb, is you cannot float down that river called denial. You've got to get denial out of your scenario.
Absolutely, and then you've got to build cash, and then you've got to be very, very tough.
How do you build cash?
By drastically cutting expenses and with all every extra dime putting it into cash, not into any investments, not anything that's going to make it, it's got to stay liquid all the time. So, you know, for example, people have a tremendous reticence to cut jobs. You got to lose the, that's number one. You've got to have no, the last thing that you should do, depending on what business you're in, for example, you should never cut inventory, especially if you're in a retail business, because that's the signal to your customers you're going out and they'll stop coming.
Well, you got to do a better job of managing your inventory, though. You don't need to let anything spend the night under your roof if it doesn't have to. You cannot do just-in-case inventory. You got to do just-in-time inventory, right?
That's exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. Herb Kay, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's going to have some more good 2009 small business survival tips for us right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Here's Chicago to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and be sure to check out my blog while you're there, too. Herb Kay is our guest. Herb is the president of HK Turnaround. And Herb, give us your website, too, please.
HKTurnaround.com.
And what will they find when they get there?
Everything. We have lots of resources to the small business person, blogs as well. I'm also doing radio now. We have it posted, regular radio.
Good.
And we have a newsletter, the Get Real with Herb Kay newsletter.
Tell us about the radio show.
Well, we do the radio show in Phoenix on Thursdays. And, you know, I talk about it's not just business, it's everything, because it's all spilling over into everything. This is a giant, giant mess, unlike we've ever seen before. And so I'm trying to give people real advice without sugarcoating it, because the last thing you need is someone just to feed you more malarkey.
Tell us what are some of the indicators that you're not, if you know, maybe it would be good to talk about people who have to make a hard decision, and I hate to talk about this. It makes me very uncomfortable to do this, but folks, the reality is there are small businesses that aren't going to make it this year. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. And there are signs, aren't there, Herb, that you can pick up on. There are tips, there are indicators, there are things, conditions that are happening to you right now that are indicators that you're probably not going to make it. Herb, tell us what some of those are.
if your business is already deteriorating, if you're seeing your profits off from a year ago or 6 months ago, then already you know that there's a problem. And you also know that all ships rise and fall with the tide, so it's very hard to swim against the broader economic tide of the economy. So then you have to take a look at what business you're in and ask yourself realistically, is this a business that people are going to have in a difficult time? And if the answer to that is no, my suggestion is stop. Stop before it gets any worse.
But for a lot of these people, though, Herb, what's their alternative? Go get a job? Where are they going to get a job?
Well,
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just being the devil's advocate. This is the reason why people hold on to their businesses, is because for some of them, it's the only thing they know how to do.
And you know what? I fully appreciate that. And maybe they will have to take a job I'd love to tell you that
it's
I have the magical, easy answer to this, but they're not going to do better with no money left in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to take a look at things as draconian as they are. It's not like every industry is dead. I mean, you know, this is going to sound really bad, but I mean, the people that serve the lower end, like, you know, the Walmarts of the world, they're going to still make money. The people that still serve food to the low end, the McDonald's of the world, they're still going to make money. But the things that are just nice to have, like I see a lot of businesses that people start that are, I'll give you, interior decorators are going to get creamed. Furniture stores are going to get creamed. People that perform services that aren't vital are going to get creamed. Anything elective is going to get creamed. Anything that people want do just because it's nice to do it, hell, even
if you've got a business like that, then maybe, though, Herb, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to go out of business. Maybe it means you need to change your product line.
If you can, you know, the basic nature of your product line, of course, you want to go to the lower end. And if you can be the last man standing, I mean, people will still, there will still be a market for upper end things. There'll just be a really small market. So, you know, the way to handle that is you have to be the last man standing. For example, where I live, in the last 12 months, I live in Tucson, Arizona, there have been over 70 restaurant failures. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean every single restaurant's failed. And in the end, an awful lot are going to fail, but there will be some left. They'll just be dividing a much smaller pie. If you can be the last guy standing, and that's a function of cash. Cash.
That's right.
And that means cutting everything that isn't nailed down.
One of the things that I recommended in my newsletter this week is any non-performing asset, sell it now. Don't wait. It's not going to be worth more tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
Liquidate
everything that you possibly can that isn't working. And if you have second locations, like, for example, I know a restaurateur that opened a second location a year ago, and I told him, shut it down. Shut it down now, or you're not going to survive. Sometimes you have to drop back, and maybe not out of business, but much less grandiose than you thought you were. That's all. It's going to be awful. And if you assume it's going to be awful and you plan for it to be awful and you raise cash and you get your credit lines all lined up, and then if it doesn't turn out to be as bad as I'm saying, you'll be that much richer.
Right.
But if I'm right, you'll survive this thing.
Well, that's the reason why I'm, you know, Herb, even though you and I know it pains you as much as it does me to even have this discussion.
No,
but
I hate it.
But sometimes people like us have to point out the realities and the potential reality that could happen to us in order to get people's attention, because the only people who are more Pollyannas than you and me, Herb, are the people who are listening to us.
No, I know. It's the nature of being a small business person. You always look at the bright side.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, I'm telling you, in this situation more than ever, and I think it's always true that you have to look out for number one, but now more than ever, absolutely, positively, you must look out for yourself. Your employees, the ones you think are loyal and are going to stick with you no matter what, they're not. They're going to jump ship the minute they perceive that something's better for them somewhere else in this kind of situation. So you need to act first.
What about customers, though? Are customers going to be more or less loyal in the next year, you think?
Less, absolutely.
Less.
Again, people will always act in their own self-interest. So if they can buy a similar product to what you're offering that they absolutely need somewhere else for less money, that's what they're going to do. Even if it's not as good. It's just a function of, in the end, people look out for themselves.
Hold on. Herb, actually, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your stark assessment.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
The next time we talk, it'll be great.
It's important that we have these perspectives. A very good job, Herb. I appreciate it very much. We'll see you next time.
Anytime. Take care.
Herb Kay, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're going to talk about zebras when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.